Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, you booger eaters?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you as well, sir. Everybody have a good night?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I know Katie Cat was up for a little bit because she drank too much.
I drank too much iced tea, which saying it out loud, I just feel dumb. Yeah, I do.
You sound like you're 80 years old.
I know. Well,
I was shitting on the back patio.
You know, because there's some people who can drink like 4 cups of coffee and hit the pillow and fall asleep.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people. And I'm learning other things keep me up quite a lot. Like,
the
iced
Lipton.
Tea being
She's
one of them.
She's that hard Lipton.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo,
so,
girl, you want some Lipton before bed?
Oh, no. I couldn't possibly.
Not Katie.
Peer pressure, though. Come on, girl. Stay hydrated.
And it's because all I do is drink too much water. So I'm like, I'm going to change things up. And so instead of my sleepy time tea, which is usually what I drink at, you know, five
that
or
Lipton.
Six. It was a bad move on my part. So and again, just laying in bed and sweating.
You were sweating the Lipton?
From iced tea. It was not working well with my body. It was the craziest thing. I was like, this was the worst thing.
How big was the glass of iced tea that you had?
It was a pretty big glass of iced tea, and I chugged it.
Gulp?
I did. I chugged, because I was at a restaurant, and I was like, I'm going to get something different than just water today. Like, watch me.
Tonight's my night.
I should have just
bartender.
And the bartender.
Bring me your best tea.
Yes, the bartender was one of our friends, Jordan, who we work with.
Yeah.
And so she's like, do you want another glass of iced tea? I was like, I better not.
Whoa, Jordan. Did you only have the one and it kept you up that late?
I only had the one, Josh.
I'm going to have to talk to Jordan today.
Ridiculous.
Quit jacking with our morning show.
And I was already tired from the night before. Like, I was already in here yesterday like, oh, it's one of those days. And then I tried to keep myself up so that I could sleep well and... Oh,
didn't
gosh.
Work.
Katie problems.
You got to quit hitting the hard stuff, girl.
The Lipton.
The Lipton.
She's got a dealer now.
Put the Lipton away.
Yo. Rolls up to her apartment. He's got his trunk open. He's like, hey, you want some tea bags?
Oh, my gosh. She's starting to shake. I need my Lipton.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for you. You don't look bad. You look fine.
Thank
you. Don't
you.
Look tired. You,
power
you
of
could
makeup.
Have fooled me. I mean, you came in all bubbly and chipper this morning, so.
Oh.
That's good.
Can you do that though, Jer? Are you able to drink, I don't know, Lipton iced tea at 6 p.m. or are you up too?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't drink iced tea because I'm not 80, but yeah, I could have a couple cups of coffee and be fine. Like, I'll have an iced coffee maybe in the afternoon around 4 o'clock or so when I'm starting to hit a wall. And yeah, I'll be just fine when it's beddy by time. I'll slip right into slumber zone. Lately, no, I haven't been taking too many naps.
Yeah.
No. Been fighting through it. It's summer. The kids are home. I got to stay up.
Yeah, you got to do
some
stuff.
Guy.
Well,
yeah.
And the iced tea is because I don't drink soda either. So there's
no
that.
No sodies
you know?
For you.
So there's only so many options.
It does take me back to, you know, growing up and mom putting the iced tea there in the jug out in the sun. You know, to the sun-kissed iced tea.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
With the little spigot, you know, jug there. The little rubber nozzle that you push down on and squirts out all the iced tea.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's why it reminds me of such like an old person thing. Because it's always like my mom and my grandma always had it outside.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Like the official start of summer for my family. I remember doing that back in the day. You'd see the sun or the iced tea just sit in the sun, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess it's summer.
It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet.
Let it sit and brew. The sun needs to get to it. Speaking of doing stuff yesterday, what did I do? A couple things. Do I want to talk about Safeway? It's fine. Safeway's the workers are supposed to be going on strike on Sunday, it sounds like, for benefits and money and all that. And, yeah, good for them. Do it. My concern was, as I saw yesterday, that they were going to be going on strike, and I thought it was going to start yesterday because I had done a grocery order earlier that morning. So I was like, oh my God, how's this going to work out? I'm going to roll into Safeway as they're all picketing out front, oh, and I'm going to sit there while they bring out my groceries.
Yeah, you have
I was
to
like,
sit
this
there.
Is not good.
Oh, jeez. No.
That talk about awkward, man.
I know. I was like, oh no, and I can't, like, the order's done and paid for, and they've, you know, got it ready. It's sitting there waiting for me, and I was like, oh, this is going to be awkward. Oh. If I have to roll in, and they're all picketing, and I'm sorry.
They're just staring at you, tapping their foot, luckily, holding their sign.
Luckily, that didn't happen yesterday, so I did my grocery order. And again, feeling like somebody that is 80 years old, having people shop for you, and you sit in your car, it's like, I shouldn't be doing this in
the
first place.
The hip's acting up again. Can't quite get in.
But it's so convenient, and so I love it so much. I love it so much. And then I went home, did a little lawn mowing yesterday, and got pretty pissed because I take pride in my lawn. I put a lot of care into it. I nurture it. I talk to it, you know, nicely. I rub my hand over it.
Who's a good lawn? Who's a good
lawn? Grow, baby, grow.
And some jack wagon in my neighborhood was out walking their dog, and it was a big dog, and he peed right in the middle of my grass a few days ago,
oh, no.
And there's a giant burn spot right in the middle of my front yard now.
I hate that.
And you know how much work I put into that lawn?
Yeah.
Make sure it looks
sucks,
perfect.
Man.
And there's the silent competition with the guy across the street, and now some jack wagon with their dog let him pee in my front yard, and there's a giant burn spot in the
middle.
You
should put signs up that say, please watch your dogs.
I thought about that.
You should. I walk by this house every day. It's the most beautiful house, and it has, like, the most pristine yard. And they have signs all over that say, please be respectful. Stay off the grass.
Yes.
Pick up after your dog. And at first, it kind of caught me off guard because I was like, well, I mean, gosh, you just don't. But people won't do it unless
they
you
won't.
Tell them.
And I was complaining to Nick Nack, and she's like, well, we walk our dog and let him, you know, our dog pee in people's yards. I was like, yeah, I know.
Oh,
but this
you
is my
do?
Yard.
But they're the crappy yards.
I don't.
I know. These guys don't look like my yard.
They're the ugly ones.
When I walked, Jack was the dog that I walked. Like, they tried to pee on other people's fences in the yard. And I would pull them. I'd be like,
you
that's
would?
Not nice. That's, and I'd bring them to the other side of the sidewalk where it's not somebody's yard, you know? And I'm
agree.
This is where you pee, you know?
It's so funny because speaking of the sign, I thought about ordering fake signs that say, you know, caution, pesticides have been applied, or
know,
dangerous fertilizers, and putting one like at the corner of the yard, even though there's nothing like that on there, just so people keep their dogs off.
Why not? Little white lie, though. Yeah,
it's funny how I took yours and like escalated it. Yeah. Like, please be kind. And I'm like, no, harsh pesticides.
Your dog will die.
Stay off.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. So I was just pretty fired up about that yesterday. Hashtag dad problems, right?
Well, that would piss you off. I mean, you're putting all this work
off,
into
man.
It just to have a little dead spot in your grass.
You know? It's so tacky.
Plus,
looking.
I'm not going to lie, it doesn't look good.
It
when
doesn't
that
look
happens.
Good,
yeah.
Man. It's not. It's like a black eye on my lawn.
It really is.
You ran into a camp counselor yesterday, Josh. What was that all about?
I did. So, I obviously, you know, like every kid back in the day, summer camps and stuff that I would go to for my parents to get me out of the house for a couple weeks. But I ran into a camp counselor that I have not seen, honestly, in probably over 20 years. So I recognized him right off the bat.
Yeah.
And he just did the awkward stare thing where it was like, do I recognize this person or not? So we stared at each other for like, I mean, it felt like an eternity, but it was probably like, I don't know, 10, 15
you're making
seconds.
Eye contact with your old camp counselor, huh?
Heavy eye contact. Oh, I know, that sounds so bad. But like, no, I know. Dang
hey,
it.
Hey, Josh, remember when you were at camp?
Heavy eye contact,
remember when we
too.
Shared that sleeping bag?
No,
Mr.
It was that
Parker,
kind of eye contact?
But
hey,
no,
Josh, you coming back to camp this summer?
I'm going to be one of them cancelers, too. It was terrible, though, because I recognized him, so we locked eyes, and I went
you
up
did
to
did what?
Him. No. We locked eyes, and I go, hey, Mr. Brocker, how are you?
You should not have said it, Josh.
Long time no see. Aren't you returning my phone calls? But we talked for a little bit, and there was nothing to say. I mean, it's one of those things where you recognize him, and I go, hey, like, how have you been? And he didn't recognize me because I have a beard now.
Yeah.
And so I go, hey, like, you know, Josh G over here. He's like, oh, my gosh, what have you been up to? And I'm like, oh, just, you know, living life over the last 20 years. And then you just basically go, well, see you later. That's all you have.
And then
like,
you kissed and walked away, right?
We did. Light, light petting and then walked on
just
out of the
like
gym aisle.
Old times, Mr. Counselor.
See you in 20 years.
Meet you by the rowboats.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh, gosh.
I hated every second of
me.
It.
It was good for me.
Oh, I hated it, man. It was not not fun.
Right on. That's good.
Not bad for a Monday afternoon.
It is funny
when
you, like, I avoid people at all costs if I recognize them in the store.
Especially
like,
in the grocery store.
I put my head down and like, oh God, I hope they didn't see me.
Oh, same. But it was one of those things where, again, we saw each other. I'm not going to say anything else. We just saw each other.
It's weird if you lock like, eyes and then run.
Well, yeah, right. And walk away and you'll be like, what did I do? You
know? I don't want to talk to you.
I hated it. Hated it.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't approach me.
But sexy. Really sexy.
Super sexy, man.
Super sexy.
Not bad for a Monday afternoon, you know?
Yeah. Reconnecting on the cereal.
Oh, yeah. He's going to give me a Facebook request now.
Yeah.